And as we talk about the governor's new restrictions in 19 California counties as of yesterday, including ours, with parking lots closed at state beaches in Sonoma County for this holiday weekend. We're talking about the surge and trying to mitigate that. Hospitals are feeling the pain too. And on the live line this morning is the Vice President of External Affairs for the California Hospital Association, Jan Emerson Shea. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. Something we need to be enlightened about when we hear about these surges throughout the state. Of course, we think about the hospitalizations that that emanate from that surge, and what kind of overall, let's talk that about that first, overall, what kind of capacity are we at in terms of COVID patients in hospitals?
Well, right now, we have plenty of capacity throughout the state, but there are certainly hot spots that are being carefully watched, particularly right now in Southern California. Los Angeles County earlier this week raised a warning flag that they could be out of capacity within 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully, the governor's new orders will help slow that down. Also, we've had a serious challenge for the last several weeks in Imperial County down on the Southern California-Mexico border.
Right.
There are only two small hospitals in that county, and they have had a surge of patients, not undocumented immigrants, as some people might think, but rather U.S. citizens and permanent residents who either live on the other side of the border but come into the U.S. for work and for shopping and healthcare services, or travel back and forth quite a lot. And there has been a serious challenge with the hospital capacity in that part of the state. We've been, for the last several weeks, working closely with state officials to transfer patients as far north as Sacramento.
Yeah.
So right now in the Bay Area, we don't have a problem at this moment, but it is certainly something that we are keeping a close eye on. Obviously, probably many of your listeners have heard about the situation at San Quentin.
Yeah, Clinton. And that is, I guess, our biggest concern as far as Bay Area Hospital goes right now, with about a third of the population of San Quentin testing positive for the coronavirus. What effect that might have in the next few weeks in terms of Bay Area capacities?
So right now, and this was from a call I was on earlier this morning, there are 53 inmates from San Quentin that are being cared for in a number of hospitals across the broader Bay Area, San Francisco, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Clara primarily. 23 of those are in the ICU.
Uh-huh.
The state officials have really taken very proactive steps at this point, and they are working to get an on-site healthcare facility. I understand from talking with some folks this morning that there was a call last night with state officials and prison officials, and that they are working very closely to try to prevent any further transfers of patients, of inmates into the San Quentin prison, or of transferring patients out of the prison to hospitals. They're trying to bring healthcare services to the prison itself.
Yeah, pop-up hospital there is what they're talking about.
Something we're watching.
Yeah, very.
I'm sorry.
I just said that they're talking about a pop-up hospital on the San Quentin grounds at this stage of the game.
Yes.
Yeah. So that, I mean, talk about, hotbeds. Very difficult to control something like a coronavirus inside of that kind of a population. It's already, self-contained.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very difficult. What's your biggest concern, Jan, as we begin to head through the summer, a time when more people are gathering together?
Well, I think our concern is twofold. First of all, if we can take a step back, all of us, and I know it's been very tempting to go outside and want to socialize with friends and family, and whether it's backyard barbecues or meeting in restaurants, you know, obviously now with the governor's new orders in place in 19 counties, you know, I hope we all will pay close attention to what we're doing, really wear that mask everywhere, and socially distance. From the hospital perspective, you know, we have to really handle this in a much more surgical approach than we did the last time. Back in March, hospitals essentially across the state shut down for all non-elective, non-emergency and elective procedures, things right. like knee replacements and hernia repairs, things like that. And we did that because the governor asked us to be prepared to surge, you know, 50% above our normal capacity. And what we found is that there were many parts of the state that never had a patient in their facility, and yet they had a coronavirus patient, and yet they had you know, canceled all of these procedures. It was the right thing to do at the moment because no one knew how this virus was going to spread, but it came at a serious cost, both in terms of financial cost to hospitals and at the cost for people and their health care that they need. So we are working closely now with state officials to take a much more, and I don't mean this as a pun, but a much more surgical approach to really look at how can we in real time flex up and down our capacity as necessary. So rather than having every hospital in the state just across the board, you know, clear out everybody who isn't having an emergency situation on the chance that we're going to have COVID patients that need care, we'd like to see it more done in real time, be able to flex up and down in partnership with the state so that we can make sure that, you know, all of us who have healthcare needs, whether it's COVID or non-COVID, you know, people are still going to have babies, people are still going to have heart attacks and strokes, people are still going to get in accidents, people still have, you know, needs that need to be replaced. We need to make sure that we can care for all Californians and do this properly while still being prepared at any moment. And it's also important to understand that being prepared for this possible surge is not just about bed capacity. It's also about staffing and PPE and equipment and supplies and pharmaceuticals.
And one more question for you, Jan, before we let you go, and that is about staffing, and that is about not only the availability of enough staffing for what could come in the next few weeks, also the, you know, psychological capabilities of staffing that have been through quite a lot over the past many months.
Absolutely, and it is a real concern for us. Both in terms of, as you point out, yes, this last few months have been very hard, very traumatic for frontline healthcare workers, and they have to be exhausted. They are the true heroes in this. But we do need to work closely with the state. You know, the governor a couple months ago announced the California Health Corps. We didn't really have the need for many of those people in the spring, but we may, in fact, have that need as we move through the summer months and into the fall and flu season, which is another real concern for us as this pandemic continues. We hit flu season, and you're going to have two really infectious diseases hitting at the same time. So these are all issues that we are working closely with state officials to address. I wish I could say that we have it all solved. We don't, but I can assure you that it is something that is a daily, hourly conversation between hospital leaders and state officials.
Very good. Jan Emerson Shea is the Vice President of External Affairs for the California Hospital Association. Jan, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a nice day.